Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sujarita here on Sunday, the 26th of June, 2016. I'm noticing there's a lot of sixes in that. And the numbers are really important. And Ganesha is the archetype that reminds us to take a look at numbers and take a look at patterns of numbers and be alert to those timings. So not only is six in the timing of this date that we're having the call, it's also in India Standard Time, the calendar is a sixth moon, so six waning moon. And it might be changed in Western Time. I don't have that calendar, but I just see it sitting here. So it is really important for us to pay attention to numbers, pay attention to our budget, pay attention to time, pay attention to everything that represents how we move in our lives. And we numbers are can be relating to the amount that we earn per hour or per day or per week or per biweekly or per month or per year, per contract. So we have to, if we want to change our manifestation, to incorporate something new, then we always think about what the numbers are. So if you want to increase your income by a certain percentage or a certain amount of money, then that's what we have to put inside of our brain. As Dr. Ply says, if things aren't working out for us, we have to blame it on the brain. We can just have pie in the sky kind of dream-like ideas, but until we put it on paper and we see it and we imagine ourselves having that increase or that increment or that promotion, because a promotion usually represents an increase in numbers too. It can be numbers of hours that we're putting in. That might not be such a great thing if you're not getting too much reward for that extra time. However, it might be, maybe it's good for the experience. So we have to weigh everything out. You know, Dr. Ply had just had a call with us in another program, the Ultimate Teachings year-long program, and it's an intensive program, and it's a big investment for the members. Every month there's a big, quite a large investment financially, and also a large investment time-wise to stay on top of the teachings. And then also an investment in the spiritual evolution and being patient and kind to ourselves as things are getting stirred up. So all that relates to what is the value? What value am I getting out of this investment of time, money, and energy? So everything that Dr. Ply shares about the teachings, whether it's through an intensive year-long program or whether it's through shorter programs, like there's another Ganesha program starting today, actually at noon, I believe, Eastern Daylight Time. So those of you who want to jump off and do that program if you've joined it, or those of you who don't know that it's happening, you can still join that as well. Because when we tap into the energy of Ganesha, it's not just for a short program. It's going to be forever for the rest of your life. Why? Because Ganesha's energy is really strong in the past couple of years, and especially apparent now in this year, 2016. The archetypes don't have they communicate with those who are evolved to that level to know when it's time for them to come in. And it is that time right now. So again, it's all about the numbers. Maybe 2016, there's something to do with the numbers there. If you just add it up, it maybe is the end, represents nine, which is the end of a cycle. And it's the end of the way we lived our lives as a evolving humans across the board, across the globe. And we need to bring in these archetypes into our lives so that we're not living the limited human consciousness. So as that's coming in, or as that is wrapping up, our old way of being, our limited human thinking and ability to process things in our lives and manifest and process time, money, energy, and then also to bring in these divine beings who have super consciousness and super intelligence. They're not just heroes as we would know them to be, like growing up in the Western world anyways. In the Western culture, we have superheroes. We can actually have them actualized within us. And to understand how to tap into that is how we can first get the blessings of Ganesha. He will move the Kundalini, meaning that energy, that spiritual energy that is within all of us, that has the potential to manifest anything once it gets moving and once we're in that flow of grace. So he's the first and foremost archetype that his energy resides at the bottom of the spine in the subtle body, the chakra system, the psycho-spiritual system that corresponds with the nervous system, the neurological centers that are also nervous plexus, they call them, the nerve plexus in the nervous system. So we don't want to get too involved in the mythology or too much involved in their neurobiology, but just to give you that understanding that whatever is going on at the physical level, there's a spiritual, psychological component as well. And then that's how we know we are communing with these energetic beings. So Ganesha will be the first one who we will call on within us to move that energy, keep it going, pave the way for the others to follow on that golden path within us. And that is moving up through the other chakras, activating them, and then the whole system starts to vibrate at a different frequency. When we're vibrating at a different frequency, things can happen faster than the speed of light. So the more light we have, the more intelligence we have. So Ganesha is as an archetype, also has a personality or persona that we can relate to. He removes obstacles. His energy helps us to understand how energy flows within us and keeps us away from things that are going to cause us problems, and also clears the way for things to go smoothly as well if we need to experience that so that we learn from it. So Ganesha is the archetype that we're going to practice doing meditation in this program today, and then also moving forward. But we're also going to incorporate the energy of this week. So the week ahead, we had just come into a movement of the sun about 2 weeks ago. The transit of the sun went from Taurus into Gemini. And if you want to read about that or listen to the discussion about that, our Vedic astrologer Radha had shared the transit talk on the 14th. I think it was before the 14th, so that's when it transited. So it's been transiting for a couple of weeks. And so what does that mean? We want to know what the sun represents, our soul. So we want to know what the soul has been doing in those couple of weeks. Have we been taking risks? Have we been putting ourselves out there? Have we been, making sure that we are multitasking? So if we've just been able to only focus on one thing, like our work in the previous month or our finances, and that was the only thing we wanted to focus on, when the sun transits the natural third house or the sign of Gemini, it means we can do multiple things. So challenge yourself to do multiple things. You know, get your work done. Do a move. And Gemini is all about moving. So, and I find myself in that situation right now too. I just moved from India, being there for about 4.5 months, different culture, different climate, different everything, very high spiritual experience, and then coming into Toronto, very busy place here, a lot of mundane things happening, very congested with material energy. So it's taken a little bit to adapt to that, getting back to business. you know, developing new projects since that project or assignment is completed. So we're constantly, when we are in the flow and we know when the sun is transiting into another sign, we have about 30 days to dive into that energy, use that energy, and bring it into our everyday life and see how it manifests. Now, if I had come off the plane the previous month and the sun was transiting in a different sign, in the sign of finances, things like that, then I would have really had to budget my time, money, and energy thinking about how I was going to work with that. So the sun, again, is going to be transiting in another couple of weeks. So we have time to write down or draw or cut out pictures, create a vision board of all the things that you want to accomplish in this next couple of weeks as the sun is transiting in the sign of Gemini. And then even be a little bit bold and audacious in that if you want to manifest something that is just, sure, I can't even think that how this is going to happen. But at the same time, you're doing your other things. This is a time where, you know, we can bring in the energy of the divine to help us to manifest on all the different levels. And then we are taking, without taking too much risk, we are taking a risk just by thinking about, hey, I got to try this out and see if it works out. I would never have thought this way. Or I would have thought this way, but I would have not had the energy behind it to help me to manifest. So we are going to going through a meditation process with Ganesha, who was introduced to us by Dr. Pillai as a warrior, and he has an axe. And the axe is a spiritual tool or weapon that is driven by psychic forces. And it's, or psychic forces, meaning that's mantra-driven. It affects our psyche. It gets us into action in a way that is beyond the mind. So it will cut away anything that is preventing us from experiencing what we want to experience, or it will chop up negative congested energy. So those are kind of gross ways of describing how an axe would do that, because we all know what an axe does. It cuts and chops and does all the rest and destroys and kills even. So we want to, you know, kill off old ways of being. We're just so sick and tired of it. We don't know how else to do it. But the spiritual energy behind it can make it just instantaneously just by its presence. You know, it doesn't have to be all blood and guts and gore. Although some of us need to be motivated by that kind of visual sometimes and just want it destroyed. But it can be more on that just the presence of it can destroy those negative forces or congested energies that we find ourselves coming up against, whether it's within us, which usually when we backtrack in our lives, we cannot blame anyone. We can't even blame ourselves. We just have thoughts that are coming in bombarding us, and if those thoughts are really powerful, they will make us to act, take action on those thoughts, whether it's fear-based or whether it's happy, you know, happy to do that action-based or anything in between, or maybe it gets us stuck. So the axe, as Dr. Pillai says, is this tool or spiritual mechanism or weapon, divine weapon, that the mantra drives it. And it will, like we made the analogy last time, you know, the movie Thor, the superhero Thor, he has that big honking weapon that he throws out there, and it goes and, I don't know what it does, destroys big stuff and bad dudes and things like that, and then it comes back to him and no one else can control it. No one else can even pick it up. So he has that divine energy that he's in alignment with it. Is he the chosen one? Okay, well, maybe, yeah. But so is he, so are each and every one of us. We are all chosen to do a certain thing in life. That's why we come to, you know, a spiritual master through Ply Center or Ashurved or however you got here. You're here because on some level you want to know how to feed the soul in a way that you remember how to do it in previous lifetime or lifetimes, and you are recollecting. You're recollecting that you had some knowledge and you used some tools, and it wasn't, you know, necessarily religious based. It's just that these are spiritual tools that worked for you. And then you had access to the subconscious or to the collective unconscious, where all these archetypes reside forever and ever. They're not just made up stories. They're actual energies that we cannot necessarily see with our human eyes. But then as we develop the third eye or connection to the spiritual energy that's moving through the body, we will start to have visions. And those visions will be like clues for us to act upon. All the greats, you know, Dr. Ply talks about all the greats, Einstein. He's talking a lot about Tesla, Nikola Tesla. And he had some, like, I don't know, 700 patents. How did he do that? He just got into a really a different altered state. And he just in that instant, he was able to get, see the thing that he wanted to patent. And then that changed the whole world. He didn't really even care about it being a big business thing. He was just a divine being who had come at this time to channel this information. And then we all know the rest of the story, or even if you don't, you can Google it. But he knows all about free energy, and we should have been using free energy a long, long time ago. But because of big business, you know, that would have put some big corporations, made them to be a bit uneasy because they wouldn't have had such huge profits. But then again, I don't know too much about that, so I won't get into it. However, there is free energy. There's all the things out there. And how do they come to the earth plane? Just like how we come, we get ideas about how we want to live our life. When it's something that totally resonates with us, it resonates with us because maybe we dreamt it, maybe we created a vision of it, maybe we meditated on it, and it manifested shortly after that, or sometime after that, or down the road, we realized it. And how did we realize it? We're without the grace, without that intelligence coming in and saying, you can do this, maybe we would have just limited ourselves and played very small. So having said all that, this is a time to take inventory, see where you need to take a little bit of a risk in your life, whether it's financially, whether it's business-wise, whether it is maybe on your spiritual path, maybe your health, maybe your relationships with others. See where you, maybe in your meditation today, something will get revealed. Maybe you'll have a thought, or you'll see something, or you'll just know something, or you'll feel something. And we all know what fear feels like. We all know what anger feels like. We all know what happiness feels like. We all know what utter joy feels like. We all know what feeling stuck feels like. So that might be the sensation that you have. And then once you come out of the meditation, maybe have just jot it down. Jot a word down. Jot down something that you saw in your meditation and start to draw it out. We did this practice last Guru Purnima, which Guru Purnima is coming up again. And that is the time. Guru means is another name for Jupiter in Sanskrit, is also the teacher of wisdom, intelligence, and well-being, and he's the advisor for us. So that energy is not only outside of us, it's inside of us, and it can be awakened through the grace of a master like Dr. Pillai. And so he's having Guru Purnima event in San Diego starting July, I think it's July 16th and 19th. If you cannot make it to go to the actual event, there is an offering through Pillai Center I'm so happy to hear about. For all of us who cannot make the event, then you can. There's a three-hour conference call that Dr. Pillai, you'll hear the lecture, and also the meditation practice, the teaching that he will give out, the techniques that he will give out that you can practice afterwards. So that, and then there's fire labs that are also included. You get a cube, a crystal cube of Dr. Pillai, which is great to have on your desk. And then you're really connecting to him because it's energized with that kind of Guru Purnima energy. Purnima means full moon. Your mind is so full, it's open, it's so bright, it's so lit up. And it's in alignment with all the siddhas, all the saints, the sages, those beings who are able to guide us. They can impact our brains at that time to get, that only happens once a year, to get the message imparted or the new intelligence imparted into your nervous system through the brain, the body, and all the rest, so that you're... things can happen in a miraculous way. You don't have to toil so much and think too hard to try to get a breakthrough in life. So that is happening during July. So when we are getting the grace and the blessings from the spiritual master or the teacher, Dr. Pillai, he is going to be in alignment with the energy of Ganesha, and not only Ganesha, but other divine beings who will cut away whatever is holding us back, karmically, planetary-wise, maybe previous lifetimes, maybe this lifetime, where we've just continued to mess up. We have patterns of behavior that we just cannot break through. So my experience from last year's Guru Purnima to this year's Guru Purnima, meaning last July to this July, I had drawn, it was an exercise we had done. We had gone into a meditation, and we came out of the meditation, and I started drawing. That's what it was. We were supposed to just draw and just let our hand go. And I am not a great artist at all. I'm stick woman or us. And so I just started drawing, and I drew this scribble manifestation, but I also put words so that I would remember what each scribble looked like, what each scribble image was supposed to be. And now, 365 days later, actually less, because I've manifested exactly what I had drawn, exactly. How does that work? Because for me, that was not a possibility. I'll share more about what I manifested down the road. Because as we manifest things, we want to really protect those things. So it's not that we're paranoid or anything. It's just that we want to nurture it, just like a baby, a newborn, right? You know, it's natural for people not to announce that they're pregnant until it's a, you know, pretty much a sure thing, and they're ready to handle whatever anyone is going to say to them, you know, emotionally, oh, you should have a kid or you shouldn't have a kid or whatever. So whatever we manifest, we keep that to ourselves until we feel safe. We have a nest for that baby manifestation. Can be a real baby. Can be, you know, a new job, can be new projects, can be travel, can be writing a book, or it can be moving to a new place, can be a new relationship, or, relationships are healed, family, whatever it is for you, go into a deep meditation and just let your hand start to draw whatever comes to you, free flow. Because this practice that I did last year at Guru Purnima during the time where I was with Dr. Pillai, and he said, okay, do this, and then continue to do it and keep making it to take shape. And so that image appeared, and now I can say, not even a year later, that it's all manifested. Wow. For me, when I look at that, I just think, this is so super easy to do. So we need to have vision boards. We need to get into right lists or right numbers, because that will also make us to think in alignment, have our thoughts be in alignment with the thinking or thoughts of the super consciousness, those superheroes that are behind the scenes that have been there forever and ever, and they carry a certain intelligence and they can do things really quickly for us, or do it in very mysterious ways where I wasn't even thinking about this for like a long time, well, a whole year. And then as soon as I came back from India, boom, this has manifested for me. So it's something magical in a way that happens because we get into this mystery of, oh, wow. Okay, wonder how that's going to happen, but I'm just going to keep visualizing it. I'm going to just keep imagining it to happen, whether it happens in a year or two or whatever. That doesn't matter, because that thought didn't even come to me without the grace and blessings. So in your meditations, and continuously ask. So it's not just one meditation. It's on a daily basis. That's why we want to meditate on a daily basis, because we want to open up the door for the mystery of life to be revealed. Whose life? Our life. Our life. Nobody else's life. We can't blame the good things or the bad things or the good things on anyone, because that's we're all responsible for that, right? Ultimately. So today, let's get into a state of receptivity where we are going to imagine whatever it is that we've wanted to manifest, maybe forever. And it's just been, we've been told by astrologers or whatever that it's just not going to happen. And that might be true astrologically. However, as Dr. Pillai says, we want to get into a higher realm to change our destiny. Because if we're destined to, as astrology says, or, you know, our life says, or Nadi says, this or that, it doesn't mean that we can't challenge the destiny. We really have to challenge the destiny. So every day you go into a meditation and you keep saying, okay, show me how I'm going to do this, because there's no other way. There's no other way this is going to manifest. So we get into, when we go into our meditation today, really ask or call on that archetype, Ganesha, with the axe to destroy everything that's blocking your progress in whatever it is that you want to manifest, whether it's a new job, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's a relationship that you have, only you want to take it, give it a new look, you know, give it a new feel, look and feel. Maybe you want to have a kid, you want to have a baby, maybe you want to have a new car or a new home. Maybe you want to have a breakthrough on your spiritual path where, yeah, you feel good, but you want to see these archetypes. You want your third eye to open. Maybe you want a healing. So whatever it is for you, don't just say, oh, I'm going to go to meditation and see whatever happens. Yes, you do that, but you also beforehand write down what it is that you want. Or there's so many things you want and you don't know what to focus on, then you just say, okay, here's my wish list, my bucket list. And it's not before I die. It's because it's for right now. What on this bucket list or wish list are you going to manifest for me, Lord Ganesha? or Lord Muruga, or who else are we going to pray to today? We'll probably pray to Kalabhairava. Yeah? Maybe, yeah. Let's do that. And then when we get it, Kalabhairava is also the god of time. Time. He manufactures time in different spaces. So each archetype has a certain energy that allows you to manifest in a certain time frame. So even though the clock is ticking and the calendar is moving, that's going to happen because we're on the earth plane. But then we can do a timeline jump. So if we pray to Kalabhairava and then we're asking for Ganesha to give us, remove obstacles and give us the experience of success, or we're calling on, the goddess Durga to protect us and help us with our relationships, or we are calling on the goddess Lakshmi, or we're calling on Christ, or we're calling on Mary, or we're calling on, you know, gurus or saints or sages that we resonate with, teachers, then we will get into a space, a head space maybe, or even out-of-body experience where you're out of the physical limitation, and your consciousness moves, and it aligns with those divine beings. Then you can come back to yourself and have been maybe energized, or some sort of initiation has taken place, or some clearing has taken place. When we're clear in our thinking and in our physical, things move very fast. So Kalabhairava will get us into that space, that head space, that time space. That space where time doesn't stop us, or it becomes really super short. You know, so there's no waiting. Things can happen instantaneously. All right, so with all that background, foreground, all said and done, let's get into a state of receptivity. So meditation, remember, is just a free-flowing stream of grace or energy from within us and also surrounding us. And it gives us, it gets empowered, this grace or energy gets empowered by the divine beings we call on through visualizations or through mantras. Mantras are the divine being. So that's why we don't just randomly say mantras, you know, repeatedly, as in task master type. Okay, I've done 8 million Shreem Brzees or whatever. And nothing is happening. Well, you're not really having the sacred space around that, or that gratitude that this being is actually letting you to say the name. That's why people forget to do the mantra practice, or they forget the deeper meaning. And that's okay. We all go through that. But just remind yourself to remember and go deeper into that sacred space with that mantra, with that divine being. And then that will open the gateways within you in your own internal world, because when you close your eyes, the rest of the world is shut out. It's only you and yourself. And then the divine beings will show up, maybe in an image, maybe in an energy, maybe in a thought, maybe nothing. Maybe it'll just be a completely blank slate where you will completely pass out and you'll have gone somewhere, and then you'll come back and you'll feel whatever you feel. That will have been your gift to your highest self, and your highest self will guide you accordingly, and everyone's experience will be perfect for everyone. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. And you know, we'll see you next time, or you can listen to the recording of the rest of this discussion that we're going to have today. And just remember to check out Pillai Center and Astrobed and see what resonates with you for this week ahead. And allow your intuition to guide you. Not fear-based, your intuition. Meaning, you're totally into it. You know this is food for your soul. You want it. And you do it. And then you get the blessings. And if you have any questions, you can always send an email to sundayswithsuchita@applycenter.com or suchita@applycenter.com. I'll be happy to respond and guide accordingly. So for those of you who are going to stay, this is the time where we open the call for question and answer, shared experience. All you need to do is press star 6 and say hello.
Hello, Suchita.
Is this Terrence?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Oh my goodness. I recognize your voice.
Oh, great, great. So wonderful meditation this morning. And it really has been divine because first of all, I meditate every day anyway, and I do Dr. Pillai's meditations all the time. And lately I've been educating myself in YouTube. I signed up for the I really love Ganesha, and I signed up for the Ganesha Essentials program or whatever, but I've been really into Ganesha for a long, long time. But anyway, there's so much I want to say, but I realize I can only just say a few minutes. I'm just going to put in priorities and just say, get to the meat of the point. First of all, I really enjoyed this meditation, and it's right in line with what I was working on because I now have a personal business. And so I was watching last night the video where Dr. Pillai says manifest at the speed of light, where he was talking about the boson or the electron, and put that thought into electron and to speed it up so that it can manifest instantly. So all this I guess my question is, I'm going to simplify it, is that what we were doing to just now with first of all, too, I have a picture of Dr. Pillai facing me right now that's right behind my computer. So it was kind of easy for me to visualize the light and experiences or whatever. Is that Ganesha, is he like the electron or boson or whatever?
Is that your question, or do you want to keep going?
Yeah.
And then I'll just respond.
Do I want to keep going? I've been buying elephants for years, and I just think that was Ganesha then. I think that's what that was about. I've experienced a lot of things. I went into African spirituality, and there are some, you know, the reason why I came back to your call and to this practice and to Dr. Balaj's practice is because it's the most advanced, the most avant-garde, the most spiritual technology that I know of. But, you know, there are some people who are into African spirituality who are also doing, you know, I'm not rating it or anything. So there are some people in all traditions that are either true and some people who are stuck in the past. That's a good way to put it, regardless to what religion or spiritual practice it is. So I find it more comfortable being around people who in this group, because people, I find out people are progressive, and I think that we, since there's followers from all over the world, that we're like kind of, ahead of everybody else in a certain sense. But then there's people in other traditions who are doing the same thing. But I like this because it's more organized. It's more, like I said, and then I've been studying this since 2008. So, I mean, I really haven't ever stopped. I was just trying to do it on my own. But I really have to end everything that I've just been talking about, to summarize it, is that I now have my own business. I want to make that business work. If it doesn't work, I still believe that my goals and my manifestations can still occur. I'm that open with it. So if it doesn't happen this way, the way I want it to happen, not necessarily the way I want it to happen, the way I'm working for it to happen, then I'm still open and I still believe that it can manifest at any time, at any point, and in various ways. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this practice today, for this meditation today. Thank you. I'm so happy that I'm here, and this is a blessing. I'm so grateful and thankful that I can now, you know, resume my practice with Dr. Pillai. Not to say that I'm not going to be doing other things, but, you know, I'm so happy to be back here.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to have you back, Terrence, and thanks so much for sharing. And that's what we do. We are, like you said, we're spiritual beings, and we remember that we called on, maybe we studied with Dr. Pillai in previous lifetimes, maybe it was through this tradition or through another, but we resonate with that energy, and it keeps moving us forward as the golden age is coming in. We are, trying out different things to complete those karmas or to add to this spiritual practice that we're doing. And we hear from lots of people, and I've heard over the years too, from people who've been on different paths, that's what happens, is that they come back and they just, oh, wow, this is, like you said, it's very advanced. It's avant-garde spirituality. I love that. Meaning that, you know, you can tap into it at any time, and it will help to push you to the next level when you're ready. And it is, there are organized programs, and we have this program. It's pretty free-flowing, but it's also been going on for about 3 years now, and it's every Sunday, so you can just tap in and find out what the latest and greatest teachings are of Dr. Pillai. And whenever we come together as a community, even though we're doing the process, we're going through a meditation process, or we're sharing experiences, ultimately who's overseeing it is Dr. Pillai. He doesn't have to be present in the physical form or in the call itself. His energy is waking up something inside all of us. So that's the comment that I wanted to share about the feedback you've given. Now, moving forward with your business, and you're saying you want to make it work, and this is what happens to all of us, whether it's a business, whether it's a project, whether it's a relationship, whether it's health, whether it's our spiritual path, that's the God's grace or the divine grace coming through us that gets empowered every time we do a meditation practice, every time we go into a different state of consciousness. And we also have to take the steps in our life. So we take the steps in our life based on, okay, so what's my path now? How do we find out what that true path is? How do we know if this business is going to work or not? How do we know if this relationship, how do we know about our health, finances, all the rest? We can get an astrological consultation, not just a one time, because we're not one-time people, you know, as evolving beings. We might have a roadmap that says you need to do this, but then what happens when there's construction going on? We got a reconstruction, or we have different desires. Maybe we desire to do something else, and that became our priority. and other things went on the back burner. So it's always a good idea to get an astrological consultation. Now, we're blessed because we have Radha here, who's our Vedic astrologer in Sundays with Sucharita, and she has come up with a divine gift for all of us to have a 15-minute consultation with her, and she will pinpoint right at this moment in time what it is that you can be focusing on, give you confirmation or give you some insight into how that could possibly work for you so that you don't fall off, you don't get discouraged, or you don't just throw your hands up and say, well, whatever happens, happens. She might give you very practical tips. I love her for that, because and a lot of people share too, the members share. She's so practical in her insights. And someone had shared last week after the call, she had said it was amazing because she heard Radha sharing, and then she paused, and then she could feel this energy coming in, and then the message that came across was beyond Radha the person. And the member had said, I felt it so deep within me, the truth behind her practical tip that she had given me. So that was exciting her. So it's really important to get that kind of coaching guidance, advice. There are other programs too as well, Terrence, especially for you in business. And if you are spiritually evolved as you are, or anyone else who's listening, there's a program called Advisory Services that you can find out about. And that's very specialized and can help to support you to move forward with your business, working with Hanuman Das, working in advisory services. It's a higher program. It's not even advertised, but that might be something that would help you at this point in time to start to really manifest that.
I wrote that down.
In a no-kidding way. So this is a Siddha who works very closely with Baba, with Dr. Pillai. So you would put yourself into a program just to focus on the business, focus on, you know, whatever, two or three areas of life over a period of time. So a period of 18 months, you would totally focus on that. So you wouldn't take just random courses here and there. You would focus all your energy and get the spiritual feedback, insights, and remedies to support you to move forward.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Very welcome. So if that's something that you want to do, then again, send me an email to sucharita@applycenter.com or sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com.
I sure will.
And then there's other people who have who've been in that program, and if you want to hook up with one of them, I can ask. It's a very personalized program, so I don't know if they would share exactly what is going on, but they would definitely share how the process works and how that can benefit you to manifest.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And happy Ganesha practice.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, I had an experience today. I was challenged this morning. I was up very early having an early morning call with someone on the other side of the world. And then I had some things that I had to get done before this call. And so I was out and about, and I saw this guy with an elephant on his T-shirt. And I just went, oh, my God, I didn't pray to Ganesha. So there I was saying gum, gum, gum in my head and smiling at this guy with this elephant on his T-shirt. And I was just actually smiling at Ganesha. I just have to put you first. And then you'll clear the way and show me how it goes. And then everything went smoothly after that.
That's great. Great. Okay. I had an experience last month. I went on a business trip.
Yep.
And there was a debit from my checking account. Like, it was $94. Might as well have been $100. Anyway, it threw me for a loop. So I immediately did my gum, gum, gum. So the bank actually credited my account back. They did an investigation, and then I will say a couple of days ago, they ended the investigation, and they explained to me that I had ordered a a bottle of some energy pills or whatever from online, but at the same time it had a in the fine print that I didn't read or I didn't see that they were going to debit my account $94. So they said I was responsible for that, and they were going to take it out in a few days from my account. So I called the company. They said, we can't do any refunds because you went to the bank first instead of coming to us. So I just wrote a letter, and I sent the letter to them, explaining to them what happened. A couple of hours later, they sent me a full refund. And I think that was Ganesh. Yeah, I think that was that energy. I think that was that energy right there.
Great.
Yeah, because I still did my gum thing.
That's what we do, right? Call on that energy, because we don't know what our karma is. And, that's the numbers. That's where we were sharing about the numbers. So look in your bank account. Look for numbers.
And I also saw on Facebook, I saw this this post about the 9, the 6 and 3, and someone, it's actually moving, and it adds up different things, and it always ends in 9. It went through different mathematical equations, like, 90-degree angle, 360 degrees, all those are like, you add those up, and they're 9. And so when you said 2016, they did everything except for that one. I'm thinking, yeah, that's 9. 2016 is 9.
Mm.
Yeah, you just said that, so I wanted to say that. And also, while I'm speaking this, I think that I know that one day, hopefully, I'll be blessed to see Dr. Pillai in person. But I feel like he's an energy. Because the reason why I say that is because he's on Facebook, and I see now he's on Snapchat. And, Pillai Center is like, I know we see him as a man, but I'm thinking like, and he's in YouTube, so it's like you can access this energy anytime.
Absolutely. In fact, that was one of my manifestations about 20 years ago, because he had told the story about Bill Gates and how Bill Gates wanted to have a PC in everyone's home, and
yeah.
I had the thought, I don't know where it came from, but I thought when I was so impressed by the first teachings of Dr. Pillai, we didn't even have really internet, emails. I was just getting onto emails back then, and nothing, YouTube, nothing. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great to have Dr. Pillai in everybody's home, and the teachings.
Yeah.
And so it has come to be that way. You know, like you were saying, he's an energy that shows up through the media or the medium of media, social media or internet.
Yes.
So maybe we'll start texting.
that's wonderful. Yes. That's wonderful.
And with that thought, I challenge you, get to see Dr. Pillai in person. I'm challenging you to call on Ganesha to make it happen.
Okay, I definitely will do that.
I'm telling you, people who have never met him, and they said, I don't know how it's going to happen, and he just shows up in their city, or they show up at an event, and they can't believe that this is actually happening. So if that thought is coming to you, it will manifest.
I definitely would like to see that manifest.
So. I would love to too. I want to hear about it.
Yep. You will hear about it when it happens.
Yeah, I'm sure. And he'll say, oh, hi, Terrence. What took you so long? Do I know? Yeah. You know what he'll say? This is what he says to people. Do I know you? Yeah, I watched you on YouTube for the past 8 years.
Yeah.
Anything else, Terrence?
That's it.
All right. Well, be in touch if you would like.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Take care. God bless.
All right. God bless.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who has a question or share experience?
Hi, Sucharita.
Hi, who is this?
This is Shanti.
Ah, Shanti,
hi.
How are you?
It's been like a year. No.
Wow.
No, just no. We've been talking. Just I haven't
yeah.
said anything on the phone. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good.
Good.
Good. Nice to hear your voice.
I'm good. I don't actually have a question. I just really just wanted to say hi, and because I just haven't for a while, so I just wanted to say hello. And I don't have a question. I have a lot of things shifting for me in amazing speeds, and I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about the shifts that are happening. It's like I'm watching my life kind of take a direction I didn't expect it to take, and then I've been mourning, like, the loss of what I thought I was going to do, and now I'm seeing that they actually can be done at the same time, and I'm actually seeing how they can, both of these things can be integrated and actually feed each other, and that's been so exciting to me, like, just so exciting, because it's like all of a sudden I'm, for everybody that doesn't know, I'm on the advisory program. So, but I've been trying to figure out how to do everything that I've been trying to do, and now it's kind of making sense, and it's kind of forming in a way that I didn't expect it to, and it's going to be it's looking to be better than I imagined. So I'm really excited, and who knew? Like, I just had no idea it would take the turns that it's taking. So, and that this would be the way that it would start to make sense. But sometimes you have to surrender and let go of your idea and go with the flow of what's being presented. Because as a friend of mine always says, the universe is conspiring for you. So when I keep reminding myself all the time that when you put your prayers out and your wishes out, things are forming around that. It's an energy that happens immediately, and it's an energy that starts to collect immediately. And sometimes it doesn't look like it is, and in fact, most of the time, it doesn't look like it is.
Yeah,
is what I'm finding.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's pretty bleak looking at the beginning, but if you just let it keep forming, keep putting the energy into that, into that desire, into your knowing about what is true for you, it starts to form and manifest something that you never even thought. You were like, oh my gosh, that is it. I thought that, I was like, why is this forming? Why is this happening? I don't want any of this. Like, this isn't what I was out for. And now I'm going, wait a minute, this is bigger than I thought, and this is better, and it's way different, but it's going to be at my heart level and my soul level, what I really wanted. All of it, not just one little piece or one little chunk of it, but like everything into one. And the universe is conspiring, and everything is kind of, when we do that, when we put our prayer out, when we put our wish out, the energy does come, just start to form for you. That's just the way the divine law is, and it just, you have to hold tight, because in the formation of it looks kind of scary. it looks kind of bleak, but it's not. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, well, it's great, because that's what happens to us on when we, especially when we're coming to know about Dr. Ply and his teachings, can be just overwhelming. What do I choose? What do I do? How is this going to help me? And then, like you said, it can take you into a whole other direction, and you're going, whoa, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for that. I wanted the energy to help me with this over here. And it's, but you put, like you said, you put your prayer out or your wish out, and so the divine is going to, and all the teachings and all the remedies and all the guidance that you're getting is helping to cultivate something else about yourself. Like you said, I'm at the soul level and at the heart level and at the physical level, I'm more and more in alignment, and I'm starting to see, oh my God, that's how it's manifesting. That's even better than what I wanted if I went over here and did it my way, you know? So
yeah, it is because it's more complete, and it's not like this little, I was thinking kind of small. I was thinking, oh, I just want this little chunk right here. But then at the soul level, that's not true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the soul level, I actually don't just want that little chunk. I actually have a bigger plan of things that I want to do and reach. And those kinds of plans and things that you, on a soul level that you want to do, take real adjusting. Everything has to be dismantled. Everything has to be readjusted and realigned. And you have to take a hard look at yourself and the decisions that have brought you to where you are, and dismantle them. And in the process of it, it's kind of, it feels like you're being blown around, and you're like, what is, I feel ripped off. What's going on? Like, none of this is worse than it was, but that's because you're being dismantled. Because the truth is, when you align with these energies, you are going into a bigger part of yourself than you might even be conscious of at that moment. And they know that. The energy knows that. The energy knows who you are, what you really desire, what you're here to do. And they, so as soon as you tap in and go, yeah, I want this, even though you're looking at one speck, the energy goes, okay, you want this, great. So let's realign this, and let's do this, and you have to move here, and you have to do this, and you have to, like, and they kind of, it's not even presented that way. It just feels like you're being blown, like a leaf. You're being blown like a leaf. But the fact is that it's conspiring to the deepest part of you and the highest part of you, not this little shallow part that was like, no, I just want that. Like that one little thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great sharing. And like you said, the truth is when you're in alignment with your highest truth, of course there's some readjusting. Because we don't even know what highest truth is or deepest or whatever direction that is. It's something that is going to blossom and bloom and come. And we're going to come into knowing what that is, you know, as it pushes up through the concrete, maybe, of some of our consciousness, right? But it's going to make it through. So,
I think the biggest thing that's hard for us is the fact that, you know, we have free will. So we can choose to say yes or no at any moment. So a lot of times things will be developing for us, and we can say, and it's actually the thing that you really want, but you say no because it doesn't look like the way that you want it. So then you do a lot of struggling because then you keep asking for the same thing, and it keeps presenting itself, and you keep going, no, that's not it. And then it goes, okay, that's not it. And then you're like, no, but I want this. And they're like, okay, well, how about this? And you're like, no, I told you, that's not it. I don't want that. It's like, and then at some point you're like, wait a minute, maybe that is it, because it keeps coming up, and it seems to be. And at some point, sometimes you just do it because you're just so frustrated. It keeps coming. You're like, fine, I'll just do that. But the fact is that you need to say, you can say yes or no to the things that are actually being presented for you and being aligned for you, and in the yes or no, is defining how long it's going to take for you to achieve your full potential. That's really the truth, and it's the responsibility's on us. So the divine energies can conspire and do and put all these really awesome things out and create all these things, but we have to say yes.
Yes.
And I think we get in our way a lot with that. And at least I have noticed that. There's been times when I'm like, no, it doesn't look like, I want it to look like this. And I'm and now that I've said yes, and now I'm also noticing what it looks like, what the things look like that are, whenever I look at something that's an option and it's usually brighter, or it causes expansion or some kind of excitement in me. Maybe even some people could experience it as slight little fear, like a little tiny, not a big thing, but like a little tiny, oh, that's kind of exciting. You know what I mean? Like, it usually looks like that. And if I'm noticing that when I say yes to that, it's actually leading me to a bigger picture of who I thought I could be, like a much bigger picture and a better picture, because it's more complete and it's more tailored to who I am, and it's not, you know, this cookie cutter picture that I had for myself. It's actually like more specific to the gifts that I have and the desires that I have and the capabilities of serving that I have in the world. So it's kind of exciting. I think the free will thing is a very big key to this. Because we can, a lot of us have a little knock on the door right now that might be that knock that makes you into your brighter self, your more expansive self. And we keep saying no because it doesn't look like the picture we wanted. So then we have the ability to do that for the rest of our life. We can say yes or no to something for the rest of our life. And sometimes I think if you can really see, does that feel or look like expansion? Does it look like light? Do you feel a sense of freedom when you just put it in your space as if it could happen? Maybe you should start saying yes, even if it doesn't look like the picture. Maybe that's an actual a path for you that the energies that God is putting for you to achieve the thing that you say you want. You know, I don't know. Does that make sense?
I love it. Thank you so much, Shanti. That's an awesome sharing. And I'm just getting pinged on Skype here by other people who are saying, oh, my God, this I can so relate to. Thank you for inspiring others.
Good. Awesome. Have a great day.
Okay, you too, Shanti. Okay. Lovely to hear from you.
Nice to talk to you. Okay, bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Is there anyone else who has anything to share? So that's what it is when we're here on this path and we may choose to do a program or to do a service or to do something that our soul asks us to do, but it doesn't really make sense. But like Shanti was saying, and also Terrence and everyone who's pinging me on Skype, is that when you're in alignment with truth, then truth shows up in a conversation or in a t-shirt or in a sign or in the numbers. So there's some way, or in the ringing of a bell or the siren going off. As Dr. Ply says, we always look for the signposts. And then that way you can, no one can pick up your sign or relate to what it is, only you can. And then if you come into this kind of setting, we will understand because that's what we talk about. But in the life, you can just kind of giggle to yourself and just know, oh, I'm connected to the divine and the divine is showing me this. And it's like Shanti was saying, there's an expansion or there's some sort of, oh, in this moment, I'm seeing something beyond what is. Just the guy with the t-shirt. I'm seeing something beyond that, where that elephant is coming out and saying, did you pray to me? Are you calling on me? And then when you do, then you say, okay, there's not voices in my head and I'm not like a little crazy talking to a guy's t-shirt. But I know that this relates to an archetype that says, remove the obstacles by calling me first. So in that, you're constantly going beyond what is the kind of the cookie cutter of our life, what is just right in front of us and just with our physical eyes. Something else is going on. There's an expansion of consciousness that's leading us to a stream of consciousness that leads us to success. And success doesn't look how we have planned it to look necessarily. It looks But it feels, it has the look and feel of evolving or progressing or feeling that full potential in every given moment for the rest of the life. So it's not just a one-off. It can be, but then what do? You just stop and roll over and say, okay, I'm there, I made it. No, you'll be bored or you will be dissatisfied. Or the desires, you feel like they're, you're not, you don't have any passion about anything in life. You know, you've got enough, you're comfortable. Just when you think you're comfortable, the universe, whether you ask or not, will get you out of that comfort zone and push you into expressing your highest self and not playing it so safe. Not that you're going to take crazy risks, but just look at your situation, assess it, and say, okay, call on an archetype. That's easy. And just say, how is this okay? Are you okay with this? Or should we break through some barriers that I don't even know about myself? And then get that divine support to feed you along, to support you along with a more expanded sense of who you are, sense and sensibility. Any other questions, comments? So if you haven't really got to know Ganesha, it's something that is so potent, that energy will bring you into your fullest potential, because Ganesha is an archetype, but it's with that energy within you. It has not been fully awakened or fully expressed at any given point in time. And then going, as Dr. Plies is like, it's like a machine or it's like a part of you that keeps replenishing. And as you call on it more or you relate to it more, it expands your way of being so that you are in the right place at the right time, thinking, saying, and doing the right thing, even though you can't really imagine, okay, where is this taking me? But like as Shanti had shared, it all works. It all fits together. And it all feels right and is right. And it's even better than what was the first limited perception. So do that program. It's an evergreen as well. So you can, there are live teacher facilitated calls, weekly calls that can support you. Although if you can do that, then there's always the recordings and you can just go at your own pace. So there's, as with Dr. Ply, all his teachings, there are no hard and fast rules. Just call on that internal part of you that says, hey, I need to get this energy moving. I need to relate it to some sort of divine being that energy is within me that I can relate to, and then it can guide me accordingly. And then it's not just to say you're going to just fall in love with Ganesha, but it's going to open up the doors to other archetypes. Maybe you've been working with them and you're not getting the fullest benefit from those archetypes, because he's the one who's first and foremost. So we have to feel first and foremost what that is and how it shows up in our life. And then you call on the other beings to fulfill those different areas of your life, whether it's wealth or health or enlightenment or relationship or whatever it is. There's different archetypes that represent those aspects of yourself that need to be fully expressed. At any given point in time. So it's a great program and it will continue on. And those people who want to go to Guru Purnima, please send an email to office@plycenter.com and just say, hey, I really need to make this happen. How can I get there? And Bhakti, who's at Ply Center, she will help you to, you know, come up with something, some payment plan or something. If that's something that really resonates with you and is true to you, the divine will make it happen. And you will make it happen. And that will be the sun moving through Gemini that says, hey, take a risk. It's going to make your life to be that much more fulfilling and rewarding. So that's what it is. Shall we wrap it up for today's call? Or is there any last pressing question? Comment. All right, everyone, have a fabulous Sunday, rest of your Sunday, and your week ahead. Please be in touch if you'd like. Sundays with SucharitaApplyCenter.com or SucharitaApplyCenter.com, especially if you want to have that 15-minute astrology consultation with our Vedic astrologer, Radha, and she can give you very focused insights and practical tips on how to move forward. And then the proceeds of that call all go towards Tripura Foundation, the Hope Centers. So we're actually, it's Radha's gift from the divine to give to others and then to help others to uplift others. So it's a gift that just keeps on giving all around. So there again is a way that the divine is creating expansion of consciousness through everyone who is committed to doing some sort of service and sharing their gifts, God's gifts, with others as well. So participate in that if that's something you want to do, and we'll hook you up with Radha. So take care, everyone. God bless. Thanks, everyone who shared, and great to hear from Terrence and Shanti, longtime members of Ply Center, Dr. Ply's teachings and Astrovid advisory, and all the rest. And God bless you, and God bless everybody. So take care, and we'll see you next.